Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services. KSL FM Midvale. KSL Salt Lake City. KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station.
Good afternoon. It's 4 o'clock. KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Broken clouds, 56 degrees.
And delays on the 201 westbound at 5600 West. I'm Steve Carlson.
KSL's top story.
The Utah season opener. Live outside Vivint Arena. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
It's been 26 years, and Utah will only have to wait four more for another NBA All-Star game. Here it is from the mouth of NBA Commissioner Adam Silver.
It's my honor to announce the 2023 All-Star Game will take place here in Salt Lake City.
That announcement was made just a few minutes ago by the NBA Commissioner and Jazz owner Gail Miller. Let's begin our team coverage. KSL News Radio's Cleon Wall is right next to me. Cleon, this is a big deal, right? The All-Star Game coming back?
Yeah, it's very much a big deal for basketball fans. Well, true basketball fans, maybe not, because it's turned into a glorified exhibition since the Jazz hosted one last time. But it's great for the city of Salt Lake City because lots of people come in here. They now spend a whole entire week building this whole thing up. Yeah, it is a big deal. And all eyes will be on Salt Lake City that week, too. If you can't come here, believe me, TNT and other people will have plenty of coverage about the All-Star Game that weekend.
I'd imagine it's great for tourism. It's great for bringing money into the city. It's been 26 years. We're going back to the Stockton Malone days the last time we had an All-Star Game.
Yeah, 1993 was the last time Utah hosted it. And you have to think that the reason why the Jazz were able to get that game last time is because they built this arena that's right across the street from us. If they hadn't have done that, I don't think the NBA would have brought the All-Star Game here the first time. And I'm not sure they would have brought it unless they did the upgrades that they've done the past few years. So, yeah, it's a big deal to have this thing back. I mean, they've had it in Las Vegas, who doesn't even have an NBA team right now since that time. So it's great to actually have this game back here in Salt Lake City.
While it's really exciting for everybody in the city and in northern Utah, does it do anything for the Jazz players going into the game tonight?
Well, I'm not sure. I think it's a sense of pride for them that their city is going to host it. But think about it. In 3+ years, when they're going to actually hold this game, Jeff, some of these guys may not even be here. But you would have to guess that they have such goodwill. A lot of them have such goodwill towards the Jazz. They're going to be more than happy to either come back if they're retired or speak well of the Jazz and about Salt Lake City. I think tonight it's not going to make a big deal. Maybe it provides a little bit of oomph to it, but I think these guys need to worry a little bit about defense before they have to worry about,
right.
Yay, they got the All-Star Game.
There are a few things to work out. He's KSL News Radio's Cleon Wall. Thanks so much. The season opener is tonight against the Oklahoma City Thunder, and people are getting really excited. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson continues team coverage.
Defense, defense, defense. That's what some members of the Utah Jazz roster say they've been focusing on after the preseason games. Mike Conley says there were times that they didn't even take shots during their practices. He says the players have been learning how to play with each other on the court, but at the same time, he also says this is one of the most complete teams and deepest rosters he has been on.
It's not just that the team is different, by the way. The arena has a fresh face. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards continues our team coverage on the Jazz opener.
2 years after the major renovation, fans will see new features like lasers, a haze machine, and a live DJ courtside. New and improved dining choices under a new executive chef. More games for fans to play around the concourse. And the throwback purple jerseys will get their own court floor on Saturday.
Love those jerseys. Some changes may surprise fans. Plastic straws are going away. So are cash payments. KSL News Time 4:03.